This is All Things Considered on KBSX News 91.5. Good afternoon. I'm Samantha Wright. This has been the week for Republican presidential candidates to visit Idaho ahead of Super Tuesday on March 6th. Earlier in the week, Rick Santorum stopped in Boise. Ron Paul was next with a visit to Twin Falls. And today, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney toured through a modular construction company in southeast Boise and held a rally. Sadie Babbitts and Scott Key were at Gurdon Enterprises, and they're with me now. And Sadie, I understand this was a pretty well-organized event.
You know, Sam, it really was. And you might even go so far as to say this was a pretty highly polished event as well. Everyone had to pass through a line of volunteers who were there to collect a lot of different kinds of information.
Thank you. This is for a head count or if you'd like a volunteer for in the future.
So these volunteers, Sam, were handing out stickers. They were getting people to sign up for the caucus and for some cases trying to gauge the support for Mitt Romney and whether they could have his vote in the Republican caucus in Idaho in March.
And Scott, what kind of a crowd filled up the warehouse to hear Mitt Romney?
Well, Samantha, it seemed to be an older crowd than those that turned out for Rick Santorum or Ron Paul. Santorum drew more families and Paul brought out more students. I don't want to generalize, but if I had to, I'd characterize the Santorum crowd as social conservatives, the Paul folks as Tea Party libertarian types, and Mitt Romney as the choice of establishment Republicans. I spoke with about a dozen people at the rally for Romney, and nearly all of them had made up their minds to support him. They cited his experience in running a business and turning around the Salt Lake City Winter Olympics as reasons why. Carolyn Monterath and her husband, Herbert Ray, are longtime supporters of Romney from Boise. What they told me was pretty typical.
Going back to the Olympics that he really, really rescued in Salt Lake City, we've been aware of him since then. And then when he first ran, we were his supporters.
Mitt Romney came through Idaho last year, and it turns out he's actually spent quite a bit of time in the state, going all the way back to his childhood.
Well, that's exactly right. He actually spent some time working in a cornfield, and today he actually started his speech off by bringing up his childhood memories of Idaho. He told everyone he had quite a bit of fun living in Idaho for one summer when he was 15 years old, and he worked on a ranch in King Hill near Glens Ferry.
And it was so much fun. I learned so much about cultivating corn and spraying corn and irrigating corn. I thought I'd never see the end of corn. And it was such a thrill to be here. And then when things really got good, we got to come to the Snake River Stampede and watch some cowboys and cowgirls. As I recall, Loretta Lynn sang that night at the Snake River Stampede. This is such a beautiful place to be.
And Romney also mentioned a float trip he and his dad and brother took down the Middle Fork of the Salmon River one year. But, you know, he quickly moved on to driving home his message of being a fiscal conservative. He was in full campaign mode attacking President Obama's record, and he took on Rick Santorum's record while Santorum was in the U.S. Senate.
If you want a fiscal conservative, you can't vote for Rick Santorum because he's not. He's not a deficit hawk. He says he's not a deficit hawk. I am. I'm a fiscal conservative. I'll balance the budget. I'll get America back on track economically.
Did he go into any details on how he would shore up federal spending?
Not really. In fact, his talk was pretty light on details. He tried to hit all the major areas, including job creation, balancing the budget, ending federal health care efforts, and went so far as to talk about building up the U.S. military. But he was definitely light on just how he would do all of that.
And Scott, what was the top issue for people at the rally?
Nearly everyone I spoke to today said their top issue was cutting the deficit in government spending. It didn't matter if they were young or old, male or female, single or married. That was a common theme I heard from the crowd, and Romney seems to have picked up on that, driving home his message that he's the one true fiscal conservative in this race, which is now down to the top four candidates.
Thanks, guys. Scott Key and Sadie Babbitts covered Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney's stop in Boise today. Tomorrow, Ron Paul will be back in Idaho for a second visit, this time in Boise. You can find all of our political coverage of this election year on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.